Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
All right, Doctor, you're all set to go.
Oh, very cool.
Let me just give the number out to everybody. If you want to call in for an angel reading or some guidance, we'll be taking calls on the half hour. The phone number is 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Good evening. This is Dr. Connie McNeil with In the Arms of the Angels. I am here every Thursday night on Eastern Time, 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Again, on the half hour at 8:30, I do take calls for angel card readings. And also, if people would like to have just general questions or something and don't necessarily want a reading, just some guidance, you're certainly welcome to call. My website is www.drconniesays.com. I am going to have a newsletter coming out this month and would love to have you guys sign up for my website. Sign up for the newsletter. You can go to my website and there is a link there. When you do sign up, you do get a angel card reading that has already been done. This is a reading that I specifically asked the angels for guidance for those people who signed up for the website. So that is a gift for you if you choose to do that. Also, there, Mark said that he put on my website the download for the meditation that he did last week or a couple of weeks ago on how to meet your guardian angel. So I would encourage you to jump on there and pick up that. Actually, for what I have to talk about this evening, it would be very helpful to have that knowing and that knowledge in your memory bank there. So what I wanted to talk about tonight was we're just getting into the autumn season, so I wanted to talk about the seasons and the change, the spiritual change, as we're also going into the earth and the physical change. But when we go into the autumn season, it is a time for reflection. It is a time to, like the leaves that fall from the tree, they're discarding things that they no longer need. And they prepare themselves for the new growth that's going to happen in the springtime. And just as we have the opportunity, as we're coming into the autumn, to look at the things in our lives that are general clutter, or they are behaviors or attitudes or thoughts that no longer serve us. So autumn is a time of reflection, and it is a time of clearing, so that in the wintertime, the changes that get to occur as we're working on the decluttering and releasing old patterns that no longer serve us, and sort of shedding burdensome and things that just they're not congruent with our soul's purpose. So it's a time to realign and refocus our attention on what our life's purpose is. And then moving into the winter time is the time for a lot of that, the new growth that we want to happen in the spring. A lot of that preparation happens during the winter months. When you look at a tree and you think it's dead because it's, you know, it looks cold and barren and has no leaves, and there's no sign of life anywhere at all, and it looks like it's freezing to death in the winter. The roots are dug deep enough that they're gathering what it needs. So in the spring, just as in the spring, we start seeing new growth in the changes that we've chosen to make. And in the summer, we get the full abundance of what we have been preparing for. And then back into autumn, we get to do it all over again. So in this time, it is a wonderful time for reflection. So what I would like for you to do is to grab a pencil and paper, and we're going to do a meditation. And I just want you to have this prepared, because I'm going to ask you to write down a relationship and a goal that you have. And this goal could be something like, and it has to do with a change. It has to do with decluttering. It has to do with getting rid of things that no longer serve you. So it could be cleaning out your closet and donating clothes. It could be cleaning out that junk drawer. It could be doing the items on your to-do list that just have taken forever for you to get around to. In the meditation that we're going to do, the intention for this meditation is to prepare yourself to ask your guides and your angels, what is it that I need to let go of? What kind of something am I holding on to in a relationship that is no longer serving me? What am I holding on to in my personal space that is something that no longer serves me? So that you have the opportunity to begin the process of gradually getting rid of these burdensome things that weigh you down. Just as a tree goes through the process, and you can see the process. You can see the leaves changing. You see them falling a bit at a time. Sometimes trees just kind of drop all their leaves at once. But other trees have a gradual change as they're moving into the dormant season for winter. So just like you may have things on your list, and you may find that the change is very rapid because you've actually been preparing yourself for a long time, whereas other things that you want to sort of declutter and rid yourself of, it may take a little bit longer. So I think that this meditation would help. What I did is I actually asked the angels to help me with guidance, and they gave me just, I thought, some really beautiful things. So what I'd like for you to do is be sure you have your paper close by, your computer, whatever it is you write on, because I want you to finish up this project and not say, oh, well, I'll make my list later, and then you're out of the spiritual space that you've created for yourself. So it's really important to kind of follow through this whole thing. So what I'd like for you to do is sit in a place where you can put your feet on the ground and you can ground yourself. And I want you to take a deep breath, and I want you to fill like your stomach full of air, and that will inflate your diaphragm and give you a full lung full of air. And I want you to take some very deep breaths. And take about 3 very deep breaths. And as you inhale, I want you to collect all of the tension and the stress and your concerns and, you know, what are you going to wear to work tomorrow? And, oh, did I remember to put gas in the car? All those things. As you inhale, I want you to collect all of those. And as you exhale, I want you to imagine that you're blowing that breath, blowing the stress out of your body. So take about 3 or 4 big, deep breaths. Just collect all that tension. Do a body scan. Where are you holding your tension? Are you tightening up your jaw? Is your neck really tight? Are you clenching your fists? Just do a quick body scan, and as you find that tension and as you breathe in, collect that tension and then blow it out of your body. And what I'd like for you to do now is call in your angels. If you listen to the meditation that Mark so masterfully presented, you have a way of connecting with your guardian angels. If you have not, or this is your first time, all you need to do is ask the angels, your guardian angels, and any archangel that comes to your mind, or any ascended master, like Jesus or Kuan Yin, Moses, Buddha, any of these great people that walked on the earth at one point, any higher spiritual power that you choose to, I want you to call those into you right now. And I want you to imagine yourself at the top of the stairs. And there's 10 steps going down. The steps are very sturdy. There is a very strong handrail. You are not going to fall. And as you descend these steps, each step that you take, you're going to become more and more relaxed. So I want you to put your hand on the banister, and starting down at from 10, we're going to step down to 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, continuing to breathe very deeply, and you're feeling more and more relaxed. You can see your angels at the bottom of the stairs waiting for you to guide you on this wonderful, wonderful, personally made for you journey. 4, 3, 2, 1. You're with your angels. And there's a door in front of you, and as you open this door, and as the angels escort you are in a beautiful meadow. And I just want you to see the beautiful flowers. And as you walk through these, the flowers and the plants, you feel the breeze. And some of the plants are high enough, you can even take your hand and run your hand along the top of the plants and smell that really pungent, beautiful, earthy smell as you touch these plants. This meadow gives you the strength to take the risks that you need to make the changes that you want to make as you are decluttering and unburdening yourself. You get to risk feeling who you really are, and you get to stand in that power. The meadow asks you to be vulnerable. Being vulnerable is a very powerful, a very strong emotion. When you think of a tree with all of its leaves gone, and it stands bare naked, having totally taken everything out that needs to be let go of, and it doesn't hold on to anything, and it stands in front of God and the angels and say, I am ready for the new things, the new growth, the new potential, the new opportunities. I'm done with the old. The old does not work for me anymore. So what the meadow is giving you the power and the strength to do is to be vulnerable. And I want you to sense what this feels like. And I want you to imagine yourself with your angels by your side, and you stand tall and you stand very straight and you throw your shoulders back and you throw your chest out and you lift your chin and you really marvel at the magnificence that you are, and that you're really ready to take on the new growth, the new possibilities, the new spiritual growth that God has for you. As you walk a little further through the meadow, you come to a river. And I want you just to see the beauty of the river and the white caps as it rushes by, the cleansing spray as you feel the coolness as it splashes up on you. The river is constant movement. The river is asking you to not resist, to not be afraid. That you have found out and rediscovered who you really are, and that you get to be in the flow of your own greatness. And as you look at the river, and as you take a boat, and you and your angels step into this boat and you go down the river, you will see signs that will point you in the direction that you choose to go. To make the changes that you want to make. To have the courage and trust that you have the strength, that when people do not respond to you or react to you the way that you want, when you stand in your own power, that you trust that you can deal with those emotions and that you can react in a new way instead of reacting with anger or being defensive or being afraid, that you come with a new way of reacting to when people respond in the same way that they always react to you, then you are different because you come from love, you come from compassion, you come from a sense of power and knowing who you really are. So as you go down this river with the angels, and you feel the breeze in your face, and you feel the coolness and the splash that comes up out of the water, look for the signs that's along the shore and in the river itself, because the angels will constantly be guiding you and showing you, and in your heart, you will know what signs are meant for you. And it will be something very personal. It will be something very individual. So you may see a flower, and it may, the angels may speak to you in some way that would only be meant for you. Of course, a million people could see the same flower, but only you get the message. So this is your river. These are your signs. So ask your angels to guide you and for you to be open, because you are not going to resist the changes that are inevitable when you say, I'm ready for a change and I'm ready to get rid of the clutter. The last thing is, in the distance, you see a volcano. Now, I want you to look at this volcano, and I just want you to notice, is it active? Is there smoke? Is it erupting? Is there lava flowing all over the place? I just want you to look, because this volcano, in whatever way that you see it right now, is an indication that your world is about ready to be rocked, because you've asked the universe to start a process. So for those of you, wherever, however you see your volcano is perfect for you right now. If it's not smoking or you don't see red fire flashing yet, you will. Some of you may be seeing volcano lava and rocks flying everywhere. When we go through the times of change, which we inevitably will, we get to trust that God is the driving force behind the change. So look at your volcano with awe and wonder, and know that it is a sure sign that your world is going to change, but that God's got your back and the angels have got your back. Trust that life knows what it's doing, even in the midst of the storm. So I want you to now take a bird's eye look at your meadow, at your river, and at your volcano. And anytime you want, you can revisit these places, because the meadow gives you vulnerability. The river keeps you in constant motion so that you don't resist. And a volcano is a physical representation of the changes that are going to be coming your way, and that it's all good. So what I'd like for you to do now is take some more breaths and come back into the room and flex your fingers or wiggle your toes or roll your neck, whatever you need to do to come back. And I want you now, if you haven't already, to ask your guides or your angels or whoever was with you, your higher self. What is the relationship? What do I need to do? What do I need to declutter? What in my relationship? What in my personal space? What is not working for me that I keep living Einstein's insanity of doing the same thing over and over and expecting it to be different? Where do I need to make the changes I get to make so that in the spring I get to see the evidence of the changes that I have decided to make today? So I want you to jot those down, even if I'm still talking. And when you set an intention, what you're doing is you're telling yourself and you're telling the angels, I'm really serious about this. This is my focus. This is my purpose. This is the thing that I'm going to hold on to. So as you're finishing up writing down your list, and you can make it as long or short as you want. Mark, I'm going to let you come on and do your 30-minute thing. Unless you're
okay.
You're not there, and then you won't.
No, I had to actually unmute myself, so there we go. All right, everybody, you've been listening to In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie, and you can find out more about her and this show and other radio shows on our website at Spiritual Connections Radio at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Back to you.
Oh, very cool. Okay. So let me tell you a little bit why your in the position that you're in of sort of living Einstein's insanity. What happens is we grow up with people telling us that we're doing something right or wrong, or good or bad. And there's a judgment or a condition that's put on the different things that we do or say or think. And we find ways of reacting or not reacting that worked for us when we were growing up. So say that in my family it was not a good idea to talk, to express your feelings. You could talk, you just kept it very superficial. Being vulnerable in my house growing up was not safe for me because I would get made fun of or laughed at, or I always felt different anyway because I had this, I didn't realize the spiritual connection that that's what it was at the time because I was just a kid. But I always felt kind of different anyway. So for me to sort of put myself out there was not a safe thing to do. So growing up, it worked for me to not say anything. And if somebody would ask my opinion, I wouldn't have one. If someone said, hey, where do you want to go? You know, where do you want to go for lunch? I may really think, gee, I really want Chinese today, but I wouldn't say anything because I had been conditioned to not do so. So what I did was I put myself in a little box and I kept finding evidence that, well, gee, if I don't say anything, then I don't have to take the risk of being laughed at. So we find that what I'm asking you to do with this decluttering and why the angels are saying, you get to be really vulnerable and you get to trust the process. Even if you want to run, you get to walk through it. It's because the more you stay in your box, the more I stay in my box, the more convinced I become that it's not okay for me to have my own thoughts or to have my own voice or to have my own opinions. So the angels are amazing wreckers. You know, those big cranes that have the big balls on it and they swing it and knock the buildings down. There are, I'm making this up now, but maybe I'm not, but there are like wrecking angels. And it's, they love to be the ones to start ripping the walls down. And generally what happens is when we start making the changes and when you start decluttering and you find that the way that I work with my boss just doesn't work, because every time that I go in and ask for something, I don't get it. The answer is always no, even though the person at the desk next to me seems to get what they want. There is a way of if I'm going to use the boss as an example. So I go to my boss and I'm really timid and shy because, you know, it's not okay for me to talk. It's not okay for me to really express myself. So I'm very hesitant and I don't know what to say and I stutter and I stammer. And so the boss doesn't take me seriously. So, of course, I don't get what I want. But because I choose not to change, because I really want to stay in my box, then I don't ever change the way that I approach my boss, which means I'm going to keep getting the same results. So when you start presenting in a different way, then people are going to automatically respond to you differently. So when I decide and I make the intention that the thing that I want to change in this autumn season is I want to present as being powerful, then the angels are going to take me seriously with that. And they're going to give me opportunities for me to present myself as powerful. And the first few times, I really may blow it. But the more that I get to practice being powerful, the more I get to perfect being powerful. So one of the reasons the angels wanted you to see the volcano is because when your leaves start dropping and you find that you're showing more and more of yourself and you're becoming more vulnerable because you're standing out there, and now you used to hide behind your words or your fear or your silence, or maybe you talked a lot but never said anything, just talked. The angels wanted you to see the volcano because as the leaves start dropping and there's less to hide you, and now it's just you standing out there, that's when you feel like, this is not what I signed up for. This is really harder than I thought. This is much more scary than I thought. This is not going to work. I must have done or said something wrong because things are not working out the way I thought they were going to. The whole world is turned upside down, and so I must be wrong. That's when you get to trust what you set your intention on. That's when you get to trust that God's got your back. and that because you co-create with God, that you're actually creating this new you that you're becoming. So things that once maybe it was very easy for you to walk around a lot of clutter is not going to be as easy for you anymore. It's just not easy to think and function now with all this excess stuff. So this is really a beautiful time of the year. It's a time to get very in touch with nature. It's a time to prepare yourself for the winter months, which is when a lot of this, the practice is going to happen, when a lot of sometimes the change is kind of a dark time. Because you're so unfamiliar. It's like being in the gray. I personally like to know. I like being on a schedule. I don't like being in the gray, although I spend most of my life kind of in the not knowing. The winter time is the not knowing. It is the, I know that this is where I choose to go. To declutter and to stand in who I really am and to really feel that. It's to really take a look at my relationships and saying, what's not working and how come I don't have what I want, or how come I have too much of what I don't want? Am I in relationship with the people I really want to be with? And am I doing everything that I can to be loving and compassionate and showing my highest self, regardless of how they respond? So I don't know where the road will take you when you say, I'm ready to start changing things that are not working for me, because I'm really tired and I'm very burdened and I'm very weighed down. And there's a lightness that comes when the leaves change. There's a lightness that comes when you see the fullness. Some trees are just so heavy, and they really are very light and airy when they begin to declutter. So one of the ways on my website, Mark will have up. I sent him information last week. I shared about the archangels and what their specialty was. And he's kind enough to put that up on my website so that you will have access to that. And he'll probably do that sometime over the weekend. So by Monday, it'll be up, most likely. And this is a good opportunity to figure out what it is you want to deburden. And then look at that list. And get in touch with that particular angel or angels. And obviously the few sentences that I have describing the specialty does not even begin to scratch the surface of who these angels really are. But it gives you a handhold, and it gives you an invitation to say, well, here I am, and this is what I do, and you can just work with that angel, and you know you're not alone. And again, I would encourage you to go on my website at www.drconniesays.com and listen to the download of Mark's presentation of how to access your guardian angels. This is not a solo journey. You are not meant to do this alone. You will be in the gray. I can guarantee it. You will. There will be times when you will not know which way to go, or you're waiting for the next step. But in that gray, you're still not alone. So, it's sort of when you pack for a trip. I'm working with a couple of ladies right now who are going to Disneyland. And that's all they can talk about. And they have their bags packed, and they have their tickets bought, and they have their rooms booked, and they're going to be at the resort, and they're going to be picked up by the shuttle. And they know they have so many days here, and they have, you know, a five-day pass for this, and they're going to go to SeaWorld, and this whole thing. That you can have that kind of excitement and that kind of itinerary, a spiritual itinerary of this is in my relationship with so-and-so. This is what is not working. This is what happens in the relationship that I find does not work for me. And this is what I get to change in the relationship. Relationships are not 50-50. I will say that again. Relationships are not 50-50. Relationships are 100%, 100%. So if something is not working in my relationship, is there something that I am not doing? Am I not presenting myself in a way that gets me what I want? I get to take ownership of the relationship. I get to take ownership of the declutter. I get to take ownership of, in that way, I don't have to rely on somebody else. Oh, well, I can't do my part because I didn't do their part. If I take 100% responsibility, then it's like I'm planning my itinerary for Disneyland. Because I have a very clear intention, with the help of the angels, a very clear intention of what it is I want to create. And if there's something amiss in my plan, then I trust the angels to guide my path. So if I call my travel agent and I want to book through something, and she goes, no, you can book through this way, and then let me show you this over here, and it ends up being a lot better for me, then I'll do that. So part of being in your meadow, part of standing in the meadow, and part of being vulnerable is risking who you really are, risking being powerful, risking being responsible or joyful or vulnerable or courageous or whatever it is that you feel like you need to be in what it is you want to create. And it was also very interesting when I also asked for an animal. And the animal that I got to go with this meditation was the peacock. With the message of just let yourself be out there. And let yourself be noticed. And let yourself... How many people miss a peacock? when they see one, because it has every intention of showing itself.
Hey, Dr. Connie?
Yes, dear.
Are you ready for a caller?
I am.
All right, I'm going to bring Keisha on. Keisha, you're on with Dr. Connie.
Hi, Dr. Connie.
There you go.
Hello.
Hello, Dr. Connie. Good evening.
How are you?
I'm well. I'm so glad to be on with you.
Well, I am so glad you I'm just almost in tears. I'm so happy to hear you. Okay, everybody, this is a lady I've known for a long time, and it just shows the power of connection when you reach out and you really care for somebody, that the connection is really there. So I am just thrilled to hear your voice. How can I be of service to you this evening?
Well, and likewise, thrilled to hear your voice as well. I understand that you offer angel card reading?
Yes.
Is that possible this evening?
Absolutely.
I would definitely like to hear what my angels.
All right, Keisha, I'm going to put you on speakerphone just so I can shuffle the cards. Do you have a question?
Well, maybe I should. Not specifically, no, not
okay. All right. So a lot of times when people do a reading, they just want to know what's, you know, kind of for their highest good, that kind of a thing. So I'm just going to do that with you. And what I'm using is their angel therapy card. So they have a lot of different ideas and ways to go and advice. So let me... do this for you. Okay, I can tell you that where you are now in your journey is a very huge, huge spiritual shift for you. I don't know what you've been doing, but you've really been becoming much clearer with the angels and with God. So whatever you're doing, God has started to open you up so that you can start using your spiritual gifts, so that you might find, and I know a little bit about your past because we've known each other for a while, but these the abilities that you've had growing up of seeing things and whatnot are something you can own and use for the service of God. Did I lose you?
Yes.
Okay. The angels want you to be sure that you keep your crown chakra open, because they're going to be giving you a lot of ideas and a lot of messages and ways that you can move forward with the gifts that you have. They also want you to, you have a tendency to absorb other people's energy. So they want you to be very careful about protecting yourself and putting a white light or something like a shield around you so that you don't absorb the negativity and the spirits of other people, the energy of other people. So they're asking you to do that, but this card reading right now is just screaming of spiritual abundance and moving on into a deeper relationship where that the clairvoyant talents that you have, you're going to be able to use in a way that you never have never used them before. And you might even find that you are able to communicate with the dead and help people to hear messages from their loved ones who've passed.
Okay.
So this is very cool. You're just, it just seems like that you're in a whole different level than where you were before. I know it's been a while since we talked, but these spiritual gifts are just like really yummy and yeah, we really want to use this woman, and yeah, we're really ready to you know, speak with her and speak through her, kind of thing.
That says a lot. It definitely
well,
says it.
Good.
Well,
so keep moving in that direction.
I sure will. I thank you.
All right. You're welcome, my love. I will speak to you soon.
Okay. God bless.
You too. Bye.
Hey, Dr. Connie, it's Mark. I was wondering if you could just give me a quick angel reading and tell me if there's anything the angels want me to pay attention to.
Sure. I'm going to use the same deck that I used with Keisha. All right, let's round up to see what we've got. Well, no surprise that Archangel Raphael shows up, since I know he's one of your big guns. So he's definitely working with you. There is some... This is a message that you get a lot, is to really stand in your power and allow the angels, especially in this reading, it would be Raphael. He would be the angel that is really going to help you to stand in your power and move to the next level of where you get to be in your spiritual journey. And to be sure that you call on not only Raphael, but Archangel Michael in those moments when you feel afraid, because God has such big plans for you, that if he showed everything to you right now, you would go, I don't think so. That's how big you are. So he gives you nuggets and he gives you little things. He gives you chunks of it. And the chunks allow you to do two things. Number one, they allow you to step into that much more power. And the other thing that they do is, it gives you in the human fear that you have of, oh, am I good enough or big enough or smart enough or whatever, it vacuums that much more fear away.
Excellent. So thank you.
Yeah, you're and also something's going on with your parents, a clearing that gets to happen, a appreciation for the lessons they taught you. Maybe not all good, but the lessons that they taught you is something that you get to be mindful of also.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right,
so you didn't
so
get out
call...
your website, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thank you for that. If you're looking for different types of programs on angels, I actually have a free guided meditation on my website that talks about how to contact your guides, and a number of other freebies, including some replays of the Thursday night show that I normally do, where I've talked about how to manifest, how to contact your guides, how to do, I actually have some meditations where you can actually do some past life regression And all these are great things to play, you know, that you can actually go listen to for free. And then I have some paid stuff like how to find your soulmate, how to contact your higher self. And I have a new prayer program on a prayer process that actually works. So if you want to find out more about the work that I do, the radio shows, the different websites and everything, and some of the freed and paid stuff, you can go to my website, which is www.markarawson.com. That's MarkaRawson. That's MarkaRawson.com. So make sure to check that out. And as always, Dr. Connie, why don't you go ahead and give out your website?
Absolutely. www.drconniesays.com.
And
may I
listen.
Just say real, well, just real quick, the stuff that Mark has and the stuff, the other stuff that's on the Spiritual Connections Radio are really good resources for you to go to as you're going through this new, you know, autumn change. So, just want to put that out there.
Yeah, thank you. And you've been listening to In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie. And you can find out more about this show. The other show is available as replays. And you can get to those by going to the link for the website. And that is at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and say goodnight, Dr. Connie.
All right. Good night. Thank you so much. Bye.
You've been listening. Spiritual Connections Radio.